Hey, Ed. How's it going?
Can't complain. Just a bit tired, though. How about you?
Same. Did you stay up late?
Yeah, I can't help it. I spend a lot of time working, and I end up staying up late to have some personal time.
I hear you. I've also been doing a fair amount of work from home. It's good, but you have to be careful with distractions.
True. You also need to keep your schedule very organized. It's easy to lose track of time.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm getting kind of tired of having so much to do at home. Has it been like that for you as well?
I know, right? Yeah, same thing, man. Just a million reports. And I have to keep an eye on my inbox all the time.
I'm super stressed out, man. I can't wait for crunch time to be over.
Tell me about it. I think we might see some pretty big changes around the office real soon, too.
How so? What kind of changes are you talking about?
I think the reason we're so overworked is that management is trying out some new strategies. I just hope I get to keep my job.
Come on, don't be so dramatic. I'm sure this is all gonna blow over soon.
Hey, you two old ladies. Have you done enough gossiping for the day?
Well, look who it is. Our future manager herself. Coming around to visit us proletarians. How's it going, Jane?
Fine, thanks. You two look tired.
We are. Lots of work yesterday. Probably a lot today, too.
We're all spread thin. If that's any consolation, a little bird told me that next week things are going to be much calmer.
See, Ed? I told you it was just a passing phase.
All right. But still, crunch time sucks.
I think we can all agree on that.
We can. Also, we should get back to work. That pile of paperwork is not going to sort itself out on its own.